Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 417, the stanzas 1 and 2. Send forth, O Lord, of my salvation, thy light and truth to be my guide. O let their rays in my privation lead me unto thy habitation. And what follows, Psalter 417, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 41, the verses 32 through 45. And after, from the canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine, the articles 5 and 6. Genesis 41, the verses 32 through 45. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. And now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bowed the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. Thus far the scripture reading. From the canons of Dort, the second head of doctrine, of the death of Christ and the redemption of men thereby. The second head of doctrine, the articles 5 and 6. Moreover, the promise of the gospel is that whosoever believeth in Christ crucified shall not perish, but of everlasting life. The promise, together with the command to repent and believe, to be declared and published to all nations and to all persons promiscuously and without distinction, to whom God, out of his good pleasure, sends the gospel. Article 6. And whereas many who were called by the gospel do not repent nor believe in Christ, but perish in unbelief, this is not owing to any defect or insufficiency in the sacrifice offered by Christ upon the cross, but is wholly to be imputed to themselves. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Casey Neals, who were blessed with the birth of a son on Tuesday, and Mr. and Mrs. Lesvin Clay, with the death of their father today, Mr. Lesvin Clay, of Chilliwack, British Columbia, at the age of 83 years. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then thou wast carried us for another day upon thy gracious wings of mercy. Thou wast granted many blessings from above, all sinned away, undeserved and forfeited. And then it is so necessary that thou granteth an impression by the first time, but each time by renewal of our sinnership, of our unworthiness, and that we may be humbled thereunder, and with a prayer unto thee, the living God, for thy mercy and for the pardoning of all of our sins. Then in the evening hour of this workday, then thou wast granted the opportunity that we may lay all the cares of the time, and may it be given in this evening hour, because how great and manifold those cares can be, but that they may be left outside of the church doors, and that we and our children may be given to simply listen to what thou hast to say unto us, O Lord. To that end dwell richly amongst us, then hitherto in this week, then thou wast spared the whole congregation, and not only spared, where it has pleased thee to grant life. Thou wast blessed a father and a mother by renewal in their married life, with the birth of a little child, such a precious gift from above, but, O Lord, a gift with a body and with a soul. Do grant unto the family circle a broken and a humble heart, and with a prayer unto thee, the living God, that it may be a little one for thee, one for thy honor and for thy glory. To that end, remember the grandparents, an increased blessing and an increased responsibility. Oh, do remember all the mothers with the unborn. Then in this day, a husband and wife have received the heavy tidings that their father is no more. He was ushered into eternity. We commend them unto thee. Also in the day of tomorrow, when they hope to travel, remember the whole family circle. Wilt thou remember her who has now become a widow, where it shall be experienced more and more above all things. Do sanctify the callings, O Lord. Do remember all the mourning ones amongst us. Remember all the elderly ones. Remember all the afflicted ones, the crosses and the burdens. Do grant a place at thy footstool, and may all the callings be sanctified, Lord. We shall all come through this life, the one with more difficulties, another one with less, and then we shall be called out of this life to appear before thee. And thou grantest this precious time of grace that we may be given to seek and find thee, O Lord, the necessity that we may be given to redeem the time and seek thee while thou mayest be found. 'Tis most perfectly known unto thee how deeply we have fallen in our covenant head Adam, but thou wast chosen a church, and that church must and shall be gathered, and it is promised in thy holy word that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. Thou hast appointed the means of grace to that end in this day. Then thy word has been opened in the midst of the family circles. Thy word has been opened in the midst of the Christian school. It awaits for thy blessing and for the application of thy Holy Spirit. And now in this evening, thy word may be opened in the midst of thy house, and may it please thee to open it indeed, and grant thy blessing, O Lord. May it please thee to shoot arrows of love and conviction in the hearts of boys and girls, our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones, that they may be wounded on the battlefield of free and sovereign grace, and in thy further leadings, the deeper uncovering, also slain, that the need may be borne for another one, whereby they may be saved, O Lord. May it please thee to grant a richer outpouring of thy Spirit in these serious and solemn times in the midst of thy church. Wilt thou remember thy people? Thou knowest who they are. Thou knowest where they dwell. Thou knowest where they are encamped. Wilt thou grant many amongst us, young and old, an advent people, and that by the first time, but also concerning the further leadings, concerning the precious meritorial work of thy dear Son, et al. Awaits for thy blessing. Lord, remember thy church all over the earth, the established churches, the persecuted church. Oh, do uphold them. Wilt thou remember the Jewish nation? May that veil hastily be taken off. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. Remember Bible translators and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. We commend unto thee our poor nation. Remember our leaders federally, provincially, ah, Lord, do open their eyes that they may be given to see. Wilt thou grant an opening of thy word, a bowing of the knees? There is nothing too wonderful for thee. Wilt thou remember and bless our community? Oh, do pour out thy spirit, grant repentance and a returning unto thee. Lord, do bless us in this evening hour. Wilt thou dwell richly amongst us, take away everything that could be a hindrance, anoint with fresh oil from above. Oh, may thy word be proclaimed with all freeness, with all liberty, and with all joy. A little milk for the little ones, stronger meat for those that have been led further, and a heart full of love for the unconverted. 'Tis so necessary that thou continually grants an impression that our time is short, that it is uncertain, and that death shall come for each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, our petitions are poor, but may they be given to arise unto thee as incense, and that incense is the finished work of thy dear Son. Ah, wilt thou hear us? We are but poor sinners, and nothing to plead upon. But, ah, Lord, thy mercy is great, and thou hast declared, I will be inquired of this, of the house of Israel, to do it for them. May then the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Oh, do pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 45, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. And now the king in thy strength shall be joyful, O Lord. Thy salvation shall make him rejoice. For the wish of his heart thou didst freely accord, the request of a suppliant voice, and what follows. Psalter 45, the first four stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to consider the portion of Scripture, Genesis 41, the verses 32 to the first part of verse 45, and we shall read the verses 38 through 41. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Our text words speak of the Lord exalting Joseph before Pharaoh with three thoughts. In the first place, Joseph's counsel to Pharaoh. Secondly, Joseph's promotion by Pharaoh. And thirdly, Joseph's new name from Pharaoh. The Lord exalting Joseph before Pharaoh. Joseph's counsel to Pharaoh. Joseph's promotion by Pharaoh. And Joseph's new name from Pharaoh. Thus first, Joseph's counsel to Pharaoh. Beloved congregation, the Lord has granted unto Pharaoh two dreams concerning matters which would shortly come to pass, because we read in verse 25, God about to do it, and in verse 32, that it would shortly come to pass. Thus two dreams concerning what would take place in the land of Egypt, and in the context of the living church of the Lord. Also in this day, then the world may still stand for the purpose that the church may be gathered in. And now when we read verse 32, which will shortly come to pass, we have the same expression in Revelation 1 verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. When we think of the book of Revelation, there is written concerning the latter ages of the earth, and which shortly must come to pass. For a Pharaoh with those two dreams, if there would have been no interpretation and no counsel, how terrible that would have been for Pharaoh. A poor inhabitants upon the earth, with all the difficulties and with all the trials, who do not have the word of God, and no command and exhortation to daily bow our knees to come with our blessings, our needs and our desires and with our sins, also concerning things which shall shortly come to pass, when we consider also our nation that has departed so far from God's word. Oh, then should it not be as with the psalmist of Psalm 119, verse 120, my flesh trembleth because of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. But oh, young and old, the Lord granteth unto us and our children counsel. There is declared in the word of God what we are called to do, but also proclaimed what the Lord is doing and what he shall do. That is the work of a triune God. And now in our text words, and then we read of Joseph's counsel. Joseph was not given to end in himself, because in the former verses, and then we read four times of God, and then we have heard it, then we have read it, that Pharaoh, and now therefore let Pharaoh look out, a man disposed, discerned and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this. Thus it is repeated, congregation, oh, young and old, Pharaoh had two dreams. Pharaoh was given counsel. How often have we heard the word of God? How often have we been counseled to turn unto the living God? Oh, in this evening, then we do well, when we may compare ourselves, lie our life beside that of Pharaoh, a troubled Pharaoh, had two dreams and was given to seek counsel. Oh, he has received counsel from Joseph. And then Joseph has advised that a man would be sought out, and that in the seven plenteous years, that a fifth may be gathered, that it may be laid aside for the years of famine. This chapter gives no ground for the government to control everything. In the land of Egypt, it was a very exceptional time where the year for 7 years that there would be a famine. Thus, to lay aside in the plenteous years, that is also necessary for us and our children concerning temporal goods. When we consider the Bible, a man has stated that in the Bible we read 700 direct references to money and concerning our stewardship, the earning of our goods, the spending, more than 2,300 times. And the Lord has given unto this country the last generations. Oh, there are trials, difficulties, mourning, but the Lord has given much prosperity. And then it is our calling, young people, when you are single, do not spend it foolishly. We must be good stewards, and therefore we are called to be frugal, that we may save for a rainy day. And further, I read Philippians 4, verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all things, and with an impression that the temporal things necessary may we be given to appreciate them more, but not the most important. Concerning that prosperity, then we are stewards of what the Lord entrusteth unto us. And is that now for many a struggle? How much to use for self, for our family, for the poor, and for the kingdom of God? That needs to be a matter of prayer, not too far on the left and not too far on the right, and with an impression that our time is short. Concerning prosperity, Cotton Mather, a godly minister of the New England States, he lived, preached at the end of the 1600s, the beginning of the 1700s, and the Lord has given much prosperity to the pilgrims. And then he has stated that godliness, and that begets prosperity. But then he has added, in that time, that it seemed to be that the mother, the daughter, was devouring the mother. Thus that minister was given to say, with godliness the Lord has promised special blessings, also concerning here upon the earth. But many times that the prosperity devours godliness, and not to ask for poor years, for 7 years of famine, because people without an impression from above and without the work of the Holy Spirit, then the Lord can send the greatest judgments and the greatest poverty. And if he does not keep us, then we shall have our fist to heaven. And the Lord can grant so much prosperity, and if he does not come over with it, then our hearts are not humbled, and we only further depart from the word of God. 7 years of prosperity. How is it now with our prosperity, congregation? Has it now been the goodness of the Lord? Are there those times that we become so small and so humble and given to confess, Lord, if thou would deal according to my sins and unthankfulness, then I can only expect years of famine, because that prosperity, oh, what a blessing it is. Job 23, verse 16, where Job was given to say, for God maketh my heart soft, a low place, with a vehement desire that the Lord may truly be honored. 7 years of prosperity, and then 7 years of famine would come. Then we could speak of our youth, young people, children. When we are young, is that not a special time hopefully our heart tender, many impressions, hopefully sometimes very busy with these things, not so encumbered with the things of the world. I think there are fathers and mothers that think, if I now had the time that my sons and daughters still have, then I could be more busy with the things of the Lord. Of course, the Lord has to grant it. But then we may say that the time of our youth, a special time of prosperity. Do you ever think about it, young people? That maybe there shall soon come a time when we have respect for God's word, when we do not compromise, that we shall be put in prison. And then what a blessing it is. It has happened in former ages, still happening today, that on account of persecution, that they have not given to the prisoners to let them have a Bible. And then for how many it has been a comfort that in their youth they have done their best memorizing portions of God's word, the histories, the doctrines, psalters, and that it has come back when they were in prison. I have heard of the Waldenses that there was a certain town and the persecution was becoming more and more severe. And then what has that church done? They have given to each person, also to each boy and girl, a portion of scripture to memorize, that if the time would come and their Bibles would be confiscated, then each one could recite a portion of scripture. Years of prosperity without persecution, but then also the day of grace. It's the day of prosperity. That's when we are called upon to seek and find the Lord. Because that day of grace shall not always be. And we have heard it, things that shall shortly come to pass. Thus then we think of death. And then I hear boys and girls say, or think, because we must think along, that you say, but that is for my parents or my grandparents. For them the time is short. But for me, oh young people, children, we know that children can also die. Thus the same as that message that has come to Pharaoh, that the time was short. What is now necessary? That we say, pray, Lord, come down with thy Holy Spirit, that I may hear the message, that thou may work lovingly and irresistibly in my heart, that I may be saved by free and sovereign grace, and to come to a saving knowledge of the greater Joseph. Oh, in the courts of Pharaoh, there already there were dealings for the welfare of those wicked brothers that were in the land of Canaan, all walking as hypocrites upon the world, an hypocrite before their father before their wives and family, where they knew what a stake in place with Joseph, and oh, what a wretched place. Because when those brothers of Joseph, oh, when they may only come in the guilt and be given to bow their knees, oh, maybe concerning these dealings, that was concerning those brothers. When we become guilty, are there some guilty brothers in our midst that have sent everything away, that have become guilty indeed? And then the famine. Oh, maybe a few souls that think that maybe we are going a little slow. Oh, souls that have such a hunger for that bread of life. Souls that have a desire how the Lord leads those guilty brothers, that they may come to know that greater Joseph. Oh, that he may say, I am Joseph whom thou wast sold, that they may be given to dine together. This congregation counseled in the courts of Pharaoh for the welfare and the upholding of the church. We read in Revelation 3 verse 18, I counsel thee to buy of the gold tried in the fire. Our second thought, Joseph's promotion by Pharaoh. This Pharaoh, two dreams, interpreted the application. Then Joseph has counseled what he must do to choose out a man wise and discreet that may gather the corn of Egypt in the years of prosperity to store it in barns, and that there would be sufficient for the 7 years of famine. And what shall Pharaoh now do? May I ask you, congregation, what do you do? Hope to consider Pharaoh. But what do we and our children do? We have not only heard the double message, what a sermons, and what a callings, and what a blessings that the Lord sends us. And what have we now done? Have we listened well to the message? And have we given heed to the counsel which the Lord in his mercy gives unto us and our children? Ah, the Lord is so faithful. He calls us so often, in a difference with most of the people upon the face of the earth. The Bible, concerning solemn messages, then we read of different ones that have reacted so differently. When Lot went to his sons-in-laws, said, boys, angels have come and told that the city of Sodom shall be destroyed and that we need to flee. Then we read that those son-in-laws mocked. I hope, people, that we do not do that. Never mock with the word of the Lord. Read in the time of King Ahab, there were all those false prophets. They have given false counsel. And then they have called the prophet of the Lord, Micaiah. And when he was honestly given to declare what the Lord has spoken, then the king says, put him in prison and feed him with bread. Hope we do not do that, congregation. When our conscience speaks, as it were, that we put our conscience in prison, that it may be silent. The prophet Jeremiah, oh, there were many false prophets. When he has declared the counsel of God, then we read in Jeremiah 20 that Pashur has smitten him. We read of another man in Acts 24. That was Felix. You know who that was? What he has done? Congregation? Are we also a Felix? A Felix with his wife Drusilla. Even read that of Felix trembled. Paul has preached righteousness and judgment, temperance. He was living in sin. And then what has a Felix done? He said to Paul, go thy way this time, and when I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. And we do not read in the Bible that convenient season has come. Does that also take place in our life? Maybe too young. Other times too busy. When I have more time. When I become older, then I shall seek the Lord more diligently. Then we read, and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. Thus he has approved of the message. That message of Joseph that was taken over by Pharaoh and by his servants. An impression that nothing needed to be added and nothing to be taken away. A deep impression that Joseph, that he was given to speak by his God, and that everything that he has declared, that it was true, that it would come to pass, and that it was very wise counsel. But now a Pharaoh, because people, we can approve of the message, and we can say it was a sound sermon, experiential sermon, and what we need. But it needs to go further, because we need to come to a saving knowledge. Oh, we need to be convicted of our sin. When the Lord stops us, and then he shall show us those years of prosperity, the sermons that come back, the callings, the blessings of the Lord, and then it becomes guilt. And then we shall not only say it was the truth, but then we become exercised with it. Oh, for a Pharaoh, he did not only say, and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. It was a solemn time in that palace of Pharaoh. That sermon has made a profound impression. They were all under the impression that Joseph has spoken in the name of his God. Ah, those wise men and magicians, they were ashamed because they had no answer. But now a Pharaoh, he did not only think and the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, but then a Pharaoh said, And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Then he has placed it in the way of a question, that many times can be wisdom. Then a Pharaoh has declared with a profound impression of the doubling of those dreams, that there would come a famine, and that matters needed to be done, and therefore he has asked all in the palace, but also his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And then when we read that text, and when we read our history, then what a beautiful type of the greater Joseph. Joseph is given counsel. I read of the greater Joseph in Isaiah 9 verse 6. Unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Then reverently speaking, then already in the Council of Peace, where the Father concerning his chosen church, how shall he place them among the children? Then was it not true? Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Were that greater Joseph, where he has come forward, and where he has given himself so freely and so willingly, for those brothers of Joseph that would dwell in that faraway country, that have sold their brothers, that Jewish people that have cried out, crucify him. And the Lord has a people upon the earth that become guilty concerning the counting the blood of Christ an unclean thing. But now the Lord by his Spirit, he has guilty brothers, and that come in that time of famine, and that cannot save themselves, and where the Spirit makes room, for the blessed Son of God, can we find such a one, that was so willing, with a heart with that unfathomable love, and that has given himself so freely and so willingly, the Son of God, who would be willing to sacrifice, given himself to be crucified, that guilty brothers would be saved, concerning that verse, concerning verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Do we not read of such a one in Isaiah 61 verse 1? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, to bind up the heart of the broken ones, to proclaim liberty to those that are so bound and so guilty. Thus, what a beautiful type we have of the greater Joseph. Then he is fairer than the children of men, and grace is poured out upon his lips. Here in the palace of Pharaoh, so in the council of peace there was counseled concerning the church that must and would be saved. Are there guilty brothers in my midst that have learned that they cannot save themselves? That people, they learn of times of prosperity. Usually when the Lord begins that work, what a time of prosperity, how tender it lies, what an answers they receive, what a gleaning there may be on the fields of Boaz. But now when there comes a time of famine, and more so a demanding justice, for a people that want to pay for their corn, and even have double money in their sacks, it is further declared. But now already in our text words, then there is declared concerning one upon whom the Spirit of God is, Oh, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, with wisdom, with power, and with holiness to declare the counsel of God. But oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he is the greater Joseph, because he has also given himself. Oh, it is true. We have heard of the humiliation of Joseph, and now in our text words, oh, he was brought out of prison on the morning of the resurrected, and then he has risen and has appeared unto his church. Thus, what a question in the palace of Pharaoh. Pharaoh had an impression that Joseph was endued by the Spirit of God. Then we can also learn a lesson. Then of Pharaoh, he has taken the language of Joseph over, because Joseph has spoken of God. And now when Pharaoh was given to speak, then he was given to speak of God and the Spirit of God. We do well to follow Pharaoh. What do I mean? Our beloved King James Version, that concerning God and the way that the Lord holds his people, that we stay scriptural. How the Lord by his Spirit, the inspired word of God, has declared how the Lord leads his people. Oh, in the history of Joseph, what a beautiful type. But now to continue, where can we find such a man? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God, do you hear it, Pharaoh, was given to acknowledge that it was the God of Joseph. Joseph has said, it is not in me. 4 times he has pointed to his God, and a Pharaoh has taken it over. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Has that not also taken place when the greater Joseph has tabernacled and walked and preached upon the earth? Do we not read at the end of the Sermon of the Mount in Matthew 7, verse 29, that he spoke not as the Pharisees and scribes, but that he spoke with authority? Do we not read in John 7, when the Sanhedrin has sent some servants to capture Jesus, that they have said, none speaketh as this man. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Thus Joseph would become the second in the land of Egypt, was by steps. First out of prison, other garments shaved, in the presence of Pharaoh, given to interpret and to counsel, and then the second in command. So it was also with the greater Joseph. We know it. 4 steps of his exaltation. First, the resurrection. The linen clothes left in the grave. A glorified body. And then after 40 days, then he has ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of the Father as prophet, priest, and king. Has he become necessary for us, congregation? His name is Jesus. He's called Savior because he has come to save his people from their sins. It is necessary that we become as those guilty brothers. Let us first sing. Psalter 255, the stanzas 3 and 4. Add to the Lord such might revealing, let us come with reverence meet. And before our Maker kneeling, let us worship at His feet. And what follows, Psalter 255, the stanzas 3 and 4. We read in verse 41 that the Lord, that Pharaoh has repeated that Joseph would be over all the land of Egypt. Was that now necessary? Is that now necessary in the life of the living church? What do you think, congregation? Are there souls that understand it? When the Lord speaks, they fall in the heart. and they may embrace it by true saving faith, then how precious. Then they are given to delight and rejoice. But is it now necessary for the Lord to repeat it? Maybe a few souls in this evening was such a desire. Because when the Lord speaks, when the Lord promises, shall be tried as gold in the fire. And the Lord, as a people, oh, what that desire. Because unbelief says, shall never be, it cannot be. You have taken it yourself. The desire was very strong. If we look hard enough, we can find a text to suit our case. Or it was imagination, or evil, or even was the devil. Is that not awful to think that? Sometime when that thought comes, then that people, they come on their knees, and, ach, Lord, then they say, if it was now from thee. And I am thinking perhaps it was of the devil. Cannot be so far from the sin of the Holy Ghost against the Holy Ghost. And then that people, then they are given to beg and ask, Lord, may thou confirm it. May I hear thy voice again and a little further instruction. O Pharaoh, he has repeated in verse 41, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And then Joseph. Then he received special tokens, evidences that the true church also desires. The evidence and assurance that they are one of his, and then so necessary, a saving knowledge of the greater Joseph. And guilty brothers with empty sacks. Oh, for a Joseph cannot be different. In the morning in prison, maybe in the morning, so attacked, such a strife. And yet a prayer. Oh, it can come so low that those prayers, they even become so feeble. The promises seem to mock contrary providences. Psalm 119, verse 49. Remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Thy Joseph says, Lord, when I was 17 years old, then thou wast given two dreams. And now it seems to be going all wrong, with all my hopes still in prison. 2 years. Butler forgotten, and then to be fetched out of prison, placed before King Pharaoh, all the servants, the glory of that palace, and then to receive such a message out of prison, and our second in Egypt. Oh, then undoubtedly he was so overwhelmed, it can be people. When the Lord was special blessings, special callings, that at the moment is too much, but what a blessing it is when we may be given to reflect, maybe at the end of a day or in the night watches. And I read in Psalm 36, verse 9, in thy light we see light. When the Lord may shed special light, oh, that in the night watches, that we are given to rejoice and to sing the praises in the Lord. It is not all written in the Bible. But now, Pharaoh has given special evidence and proof for himself, but also for all the people in Egypt, that Joseph has received at that high place. And then in the first place, he took off his ring, off his hand, and put it upon Joseph's hand. If we think of the book of Esther, then King Ahasuerus first has given his ring to Haman that he could sign and put a seal on documents in the name of King Ahasuerus. And later in the book, then we read that Mordecai has received that ring. And then secondly, then we read of fine linen, royalty. Thirdly, a gold chain about his neck. We live in a time of transgenderism. That young men, they wear chains around their neck. I hope, boys, that you never do that. Because a necklace, that belongs for girls. But when we read of a golden chain, then we can compare it that in certain occupations and even high officers, that they have a string or ribbon with a badge on it. Thus, that golden chain that speaks to kingship and to power. Then further, that he would be placed in a chariot, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. You can picture it, boys and girls. When Joseph would drive through the land, then he would sit in that chariot. And then the people, when they met on the side of the road, then they were called upon to bow the knee, to do honor unto Joseph. Of course, it was a heathen country. And now concerning what a beautiful type of the greater Joseph. Concerning that ring, we read in Matthew 28, verse 18, all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Then the Father has given that kingship into the hand of his Son. Concerning that linen, we read in John, in Revelation 1, that John was given to see the Son of God clothed in fine white linen, pureness. We read in Psalm 2, verse 6, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, and in Revelations 3 verse 21, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Oh, concerning that linen, we read of that greater Joseph in the Song of Solomon 5 verse 10, white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000s. But concerning that linen, it's pure, no sin, has taken the sins of guilty brothers upon him. And therefore I read in the prophet Isaiah the question, wherefore art thou red in thy apparel? So necessary, so profitable for those guilty brothers that they are given to see all the love and the willingness of that greater Joseph concerning that golden chain refers to his kingship and the chariot. We read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 3, the verses 9 through 11, that Solomon, that he made a chariot of the cedars of Lebanon. And that chariot, the pillars were of silver, the bottom was of gold, the top was of purple, and that chariot was paved and filled with the love for the daughters of Jerusalem. And then in verse 11, then there is that calling for the daughters of Jerusalem, that is the people that have been converted, uncovered, become guilty like those brothers, but with a heart full of love, with a need, with a debt. And then the calling goes out to that people, not only to bow, but that they may receive a place in that chariot of the greater Solomon. And we need to have a place in that golden chariot of the greater Solomon, that at the end that we may be taken with the chariot of death into those prepared mansions for his people. But now, then it is necessary, and that is now the question in this evening. We have heard it, the command that all the people in Egypt, boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and older ones, called upon to bow the knee when that chariot came past. Concerning that chariot, then we may speak of the chariot of the gospel when it is preached. Then, as it were, then it goes through the midst of the congregation. And now the question is, how is it now with that bowing? Have we learned to bow? Have we desired to bow? Have we made willing to bow? Are there times that we cannot bow low enough because he is such a great and majestic God, so good doing and so merciful, but also just? Thus, before a place in that chariot, we have to learn to bow. And when the Lord works, then we are given to bow. You can picture it, boys and girls. Joseph in that golden chariot. Fathers and mothers on that road. Then it would not be good if there were fathers and mothers that said, my sons and daughters, make sure you bow when that chariot comes by. And fathers and mothers would stay standing upright. Would not be good. How is it, fathers and mothers, your life? Can your children see that bowing? A bowing under the authority of God's word, his law. And what kind of a bowing? Willing, cheerfully, although, the Lord as a people, their knees can be so stiff, can be so full of arthritis, can broaden it out. Have to ask the Lord continually, Lord, wilt thou grant that bowing? Bow the knee. I read Philippians 2, the verses 9 and 10 concerning the greater Joseph, that he has received a name above every name, and that every knee in this evening, young people, older ones, that every knee shall bow before King Jesus. Has that not taken place? We received a little beginning, all with the desire that Joseph in that chariot, that he may be honored, and with the prayer to receive a place in that chariot, and a desire, oh, that that chariot may be filled with people out of the midst of the family circles and out of the congregation, that his house may become full. My unconverted fellow travelers, the chariot may still ride through the midst of the congregation. Still room. And never read in the Bible that guilty brothers, sinners, when they have bowed, when they have wept, and asked the Lord whether there was a place for such a one as they are. No, concerning that chariot, what precious invitations for guilty brothers with empty sacks. Oh, people of God, how is it with that bowing? A manifold bowing. A bowing under his word, under his law, but also a bowing under his justice. To that end, oh, the necessity, each time by renewal for the work of the Spirit, what a blessed place. When there may be those moments that they may be given to bow indeed, concerning our third point, we must close. Joseph has received a special name, the greater Joseph. He has received many names for the instruction of the church and for the comfort and for encouragement. Zephaniah, Peninnah, they believe not with certainty, but they believe that name means how necessary, how precious for guilty brothers. The revealer of secrets, and perhaps also the Savior of the world. May it please the Lord by His Spirit that the number may greatly be increased that may be given to bow. Oh, that is such a blessed bowing. When we bow before the world and the idols thereof, we shall be put ashamed. We read in the Song of Solomon 1 verse 3 that His name is His ointment poured forth. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of wonderful things. Wilt Thou remember us and our children? Wilt Thou work lovingly and irresistibly by Thy Holy Spirit? Ah, that the number may be increased, that may be given to bow before Thee, the living God, with a request and with a prayer, that they may receive a place in that golden chariot. Lord, we are all traveling to eternity. Thou yet granteth the years of prosperity. Ah, do bless Thy holy word. May it be Thy goodness that leadeth to repentance. So we commend the whole congregation unto Thee, from the youngest to the oldest. Wilt Thou graciously watch over us in the furtherance of this week? And wilt Thou graciously provide for the congregation on the coming Lord's Day? Wilt Thou help remember consistory and congregation, bring us now safely to our dwellings and forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, 436. Let us sing 1 and 2. Praise, praise ye all the Lord of lords. All ye His servants, bless His name. Ye that at night His watch maintain, extol His services with fame. 436, only 1 and 2.
Thank you.
I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.